you know that smell in a workshop during the middle of July, when the air is so thick you feel like you could wring it out like a wet washcloth. It is a mix of damp concrete, old sawdust, and that sharp, metallic tang of oxidizing steel. You walk over to your toolbox, reach for a favorite hand plane or a set of chisels you spent hours sharpening last fall, and there it is. A fine, fuzzy coating of orange dust has claimed the surface. It feels like a betrayal. You put those tools away clean, yet the air itself conspired against them while you were sleeping. It starts as a smudge, then a pit, and before you know it, the precision tool you relied on is struggling to move or leaving stains on a piece of clear pine. Living in a place where the humidity stays high is a constant battle against the slow burn of corrosion. But I have learned over the years that it is a battle you can win if you stop thinking like a cleaner and start thinking like a chemist. We tend to look at our tools as solid, unchanging objects, but high-end carbon steel is actually quite sensitive to the world around it. When the moisture in the air meets the surface of your saw blade or your pliers, it creates a tiny chemical reaction. Oxygen and water team up to break down the iron, and that orange crust is the result of your tool literally returning to the earth. The trick isn't just to scrub it off once it appears, but to create a barrier that the moisture can't punch through. I used to think a quick wipe with a rag was enough, but I found out the hard way that a casual approach leads to a lot of ruined edges. I remember back when I first moved into a shop that didn't have any climate control. It was an old garage with a concrete floor that stayed damp all spring. I had a beautiful set of English-made chisels, the kind with the polished bolsters and the hoops on the ends. I was so proud of them. One afternoon, I finished a project, wiped them down with what I thought was a clean cloth, and tucked them away in their wooden box. I didn't get back to the shop for about 3 weeks because life got in the way. When I finally opened that box, my heart sank. Every single one of them was covered in black spots and red bloom. I tried to scrub it off, but the moisture had sat under the wooden lid and etched deep into the steel. I had to spend an entire weekend regrinding the primary bevels and polishing the backs again just to make them usable. That was the day I realized that salt from my own fingerprints and the humidity in the air were a lethal combination for fine steel. I learned that day that if I wasn't actively protecting the metal, I was letting it rot. Before we even talk about oils or waxes, we have to look at the environment where the tools live. If you have your tools hanging on a pegboard against an exterior wall, you are inviting trouble. Those walls change temperature faster than the air in the room, which leads to condensation. Think about a cold glass of water on a porch in August. The same thing happens to your heavy cast iron table saw top or your wrenches. I prefer to keep my most sensitive items in a closed wooden chest or a metal cabinet. Wood is actually great for this because it acts as a natural buffer, absorbing and releasing tiny amounts of moisture to keep the environment inside the box more stable than the air outside. One of the simplest things you can do is look into those small silica gel packets or the vapor corrosion inhibitor strips. You might have seen them in shoeboxes or electronics packaging. Those little strips emit an invisible, odorless vapor that coats the metal and prevents the electrochemical reaction of rust from starting. You just toss one in a drawer or a toolbox and replace it every 6 months or so. It is a passive way to keep the peace while you aren't around. But even with those, the real secret lies in the physical ritual of the shutdown. Whenever I finish a job, even if I am exhausted and just want to go inside for a cold drink, I force myself to do a lap of the shop. I call it the thin film routine. You want to start by making sure the tool is actually clean. Sawdust is a sponge for moisture. If you leave a pile of dust on your table saw or tucked into the hinges of your pliers, you are essentially holding a wet rag against the metal. I use a stiff brush or a burst of compressed air to get every bit of grit out of the crevices. Once the tool is clean, you have to address the oils from your skin. Your hands carry salts and acids that eat through steel faster than the humidity does. If you look at an old tool and see a rusty thumbprint, you know exactly what happened there. Now we get to the actual barrier. There are two main ways to go here, and I use both, depending on the tool. For things I use every day, like my squares and my chisels, I prefer a light machine oil or a dedicated tool oil. You don't want to soak them. You just want enough so that when you hold the tool up to the light, you see a uniform, dull sheen. I keep a dedicated rag in a small tin that is already saturated with oil. After I use a tool, I give it one quick swipe with that rag. It takes 5 seconds, but it puts a microscopic layer of oil between the steel and the air. You should feel a slight slipperiness, but it shouldn't be dripping or messy. For larger surfaces, like the bed of a jointer or the top of a table saw, oil isn't always the best choice because it can stain the wood you are working on. In those cases, I swear by paste wax. You want the kind that doesn't have any silicone in it. You take a clean cloth, rub it into the wax, and then spread a thin, even layer across the metal. Let it sit for a few minutes until it turns hazy, then buff it off with a fresh towel. It feels incredibly smooth to the touch, and you will notice that your workpieces slide across the surface with almost no resistance. The best part is that water will bead up on that wax just like it does on a freshly waxed car. If I know I won't be using a machine for a few weeks, I might even leave the wax on thick without buffing it, just to give it that extra armor. You might be wondering about the tools that have already started to turn. If you see that orange dust starting to form, don't panic, but don't ignore it either. If you catch it early, you can usually stop it with a bit of fine steel wool and some penetrating oil. I like to use the 4-aught steel wool, which is the very fine stuff that feels almost like hair. Apply a little oil to the spot and rub gently in a circular motion. You will see the oil turn a cloudy brown as it lifts the rust away. Once the metal looks bright again, wipe it completely clean and immediately apply your protective wax or oil. If the rust has gone deeper and left pits, you might need to use a specialized rust remover or a more aggressive abrasive, but the goal is always to get back to clean, shiny metal and then seal it instantly. Another thing I have learned is to be careful about where I store my chemicals. I once made the mistake of keeping a bottle of pool chemicals and some strong muriatic acid in a cabinet right next to my metal lathe. Within a week, the fumes alone had caused a thick coat of rust to form on every unpainted surface of that machine. Even if the bottles are closed, those vapors can escape and wreak havoc. Keep your acids, cleaners, and fertilizers far away from your precision steel. In a humid climate, you also have to be mindful of the handles. If you have wooden-handled tools, that humidity makes the wood swell and shrink. If the wood gets too dry, the head of your hammer or the blade of your chisel can get loose. I like to give my wooden handles a light coat of boiled linseed oil once or twice a year. It keeps the wood supple and prevents it from absorbing too much atmospheric moisture, which in turn protects the metal where it meets the wood. That's a common spot for hidden rust to start, right in the socket where you can't see it until the handle snaps. When you are working, try to get into the habit of feeling the metal. A well-maintained tool has a certain temperature and texture. It feels cool and smooth, almost like glass. If it feels sticky or gritty, that is a sign that the protection is wearing off or that grime is starting to build up. I'll often keep a small oily rag in my pocket while I'm working. If I notice I'm sweating on a tool or if the air feels particularly heavy, I'll give the tool a quick wipe right then and there. it becomes a rhythm, like breathing. You use the tool, you respect the tool, and you protect the tool. It is easy to get overwhelmed and feel like you are losing the war against the elements. But it really comes down to those small, consistent habits. It is much easier to spend 30 seconds wiping down a saw at the end of the day than it is to spend 4 hours grinding away rust and trying to save a pitted edge. You are the steward of these tools. Most of them are built to last 100 years or more, if they are cared for. When you pick up a tool that is 30 years old, and it still shines and cuts like it was made yesterday, there is a deep sense of pride in that. It shows that you didn't just use it, you looked after it. As the seasons change, keep an eye on your shop. In the transition months, when the temperature swings wildly from day to night, that is when the condensation is at its worst. You might want to check your boxes more frequently during those times. If you see a little fogging on your metal surfaces, that is your early warning sign. Take the time to dry it off and reapply your barrier. Think about your toolbox as a little sanctuary. When you close that lid at the end of a long project, you want to know that everything inside is tucked away under a thin, protective blanket. Whether it is a layer of wax on your table saw or a quick swipe of oil on your pliers, that effort is what keeps your shop ready for the next job. You won't have to start your next project by fighting with a stuck hinge or a rough blade. You will be able to just reach for what you need and get to work, knowing that the steel is just as sharp and clean as you left it. It's about maintaining that connection between you and your equipment. When your tools are in good shape, your work is better, your hands are safer, and the whole process just feels more professional. I'll tell you why this matters so much. A tool that is cared for becomes an extension of your arm. You learn its weight, its balance, and its quirks. When rust enters the equation, it changes the tool. It creates friction where there should be glide. It creates dullness where there should be a bite. By keeping the rust at bay, you are preserving the integrity of that relationship. You are making sure that when you need to make a precise cut or a delicate adjustment, the tool is capable of doing exactly what you ask of it. So next time you finish up for the day, don't just drop your tools in the tray. Take that extra minute. Feel the metal. Apply that thin film and rest easy, knowing that while the humidity might be thick outside, your tools are safe and sound in their armor.